Fear of being called racist barred to reporting possible child abuse finds review into horrific death of girl. By Oliver J. J. Lane on November 13, 2025. Child safety professionals and neighbors failed to speak up about a 10-year-old girl before she was murdered by her Pakistani father and stepmother because they were worried about being branded racist for questioning them. Authorities may have missed opportunities to save Sarah Sharif, who was 10 years old when she was murdered in August 2023, because fears over questioning her Pakistani taxi driver father could lead to accusations of racism, a safeguarding review into the girl's death have found. Sarah, who was described as being of dual heritage as she was born to a Pakistani father and Polish mother, started wearing a hijab when she was just 8 years old. The review stated, "We now know that the wearing of the hijab did, in the later period of Sarah's life, hide bruising and injuries to her face and head," reports The Times. By the time the child died, after years of physical abuse from birth, her back had been broken 10 times, she had been burnt with an iron, and she had injuries including beating marks and bites. The new report found race was a bar to reporting possible child abuse. And when a care professional visited Sarah at home, she may have been reticent to talk about the hijab, for fear of causing offense. Sarah's neighbors also had concerns about the abuse of the child but were reluctant to report it to the authorities because they feared being branded as being racist, especially on social media. Nobody in Sarah's peer group or family wore a hijab, leaving her as a young child apparently spontaneously discovering an interest in Islam. Pakistani heritage, and concomitant modesty garments obviously suspicious to professionals had they been willing to ask difficult questions, the report found. A court had earlier found making child Sarah wear the hijab was not for any religious reasons, and was certainly not because Sarah chose to do so. The judge had written, "This was another expedient to cover up the bruises that were all over Sarah's body." These attitudes of being afraid of racism preventing people from reporting concerns or investigating them needs to be overcome, today's review stated. After Sarah died, her father fled to Pakistan. Years of reporting into court cases and reviews into the death of Sarah have described her father Irfan Sharif as unstable, violent, and obviously interested in abusing Polish women. Indeed, as a young girl, Sarah was given into her father's care by a British family court despite his history of being arrested for physically abusing girlfriends, all Polish women, and another child. During earlier proceedings, a court had heard Bianash Batul, Sharif's second wife, had said she believed Sarah was possessed by a jinn, a demon of Arab folklore. During the trial, Sharif blamed Batul as the true villain. Sharif and Bardul were both sentenced to life in prison for murder last year. Sharif's brother Faisal Malik was found guilty of allowing the death of a child and sentenced to 16 years. Sarah's body was laid to rest in her mother's native Poland, to which the woman returned years before. Care and government professionals avoiding asking tough questions about abuse for fear of appearing racist and possibly suffering reputation or professional damage because of it is now a familiar state of affairs in the United Kingdom, which is only now coming to terms with decades of child abuse and rape scandals which, in many cases, have linked back to the Pakistani immigrant community. A 2022 report found doctors in the United Kingdom are overlooking suspected cases of domestic abuse by Asian households for fear of being accused of racism. A survivor of one grooming gang said of her experience of police stamping down on any discussion of race in relation to rape, "I went to the authorities, my parents did. I sat and gave video interviews with the police, I was willing to work with them. But as soon as I said the names, I was made to feel as though I was racist and I was the one who had the problem. I was specifically told not to comment on the ethnicity of the perpetrators." Speaking of her attempt to get justice for being groomed and raped from the age of 12, she said, "I knew I wasn't racist, but I felt like that was used as a way to silence me."